How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. Is summer over now that we're in September? I don't think so. It's still warm. Doesn't matter what the calendar says, right? But it is always time to play video games, at least that's as far as I'm concerned. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. We only have an hour, but we have less than an hour. We have about 53 minutes from right now to talk video games. And just because we're on all these sports talk networks does not mean that it's just sports video games. It's all video games. I've been doing this show a long time, almost 20 years. So come on in and get heard. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't design them. And I judge games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? And if they're fun, then we'll play them. Like, I can think of a lot of games that had better graphics than Tetris, but they weren't as fun as Tetris, see? That type of stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY. We are on Sports Byline USA. That's our home network here in San Francisco. And you can go to sportsbyline.com as we stream along. Any emails, those are rick@sportsbyline.com. You'll use that to win the game. We're going to move that up to 25 after the hour. I have an interview at 40 after the hour. Also use that email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, to request a cheat code, which we will do at the end of the show, as we always do. Also, we are around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, saluting the troops out there, saluting the enlisted men and women that do the hard work and don't get saluted. You're doing a great job. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever branch you're with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. We are also streaming through SBNationLive.com as well. And we are on Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. And very... Paul person. Got to meet him one time a long time ago. But anyway, Dan Patrick channel, Sirius XM 211. Nice to have you with us. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. On your cable provider, 35 million homes. Homes, also TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Every way we can get to you, we can. The Twitter is @RickTittle as well. So we have questions, comments, or concerns. Let's talk video games on the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a night. Dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call if you'd like to chime in. We have open lines, 1-800-878-7529. Newbies, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, 1-800-878-PLAY. We will have an interview at 40 after. I'll be giving away a brand new game and telling you the new releases in the next segment. But I just wanted to start off because we've been talking a lot about how AI and the voice actors and SAG and AFTRA and all these strikes, and that's getting old. No, not saying that I'm not sympathetic to everyone, but I want to talk about AI in this way because Google Research, that's not just a statement, that's the name of a company. Google Research has unveiled a fully AI-generated video game. In fact, they've done several. Every pixel was created in real time by AI, and they've highlighted the classic game Doom. And of course, Doom, one of the first-person shooters of all time, and an amazing game from id Software back in the day. I had it. You had it, right? The movie stunk. But we know that when you make a video game, traditionally, game development involves really meticulous planning and coding. And AI game development uses machine learning algorithms to generate content immediately. So procedural generation was the precursor to this AI-generated content. But AI allows for these more complex and unpredictable game worlds. So Google Research put out a paper entitled "Diffusion Models Are Real-Time Game Engines," end quote. It outlines the technical foundation of AI-generated games using diffusion models. So neural network prediction, some of this is over my head, all of it, is central to the technology when it generates each frame in real time. Once again, diffusion models and neural network. But AI-generated content has these broader implications, potentially creating personalized content. Could that be good? AI could automate many aspects of the programming, which would mean it would be more efficient. I mean, what do they say about people who want or who don't want automated strike zones and such things with baseball umpires? Because they want to keep the human element. In other words, they want to keep flawed elements and not just getting calls wrong. Like out here in Oakland, we have the Oakland Ballers, and the Pioneer League uses this. Well, actually, it was a couple months ago, I should say. All minor leagues have the ABS challenge now. You get 6 challenges a game. If you get all 3 right, if you get 3 wrong, then you're done. But all the time, the pitch has been overturned to a ball, or the pitch has been overturned to a strike. Do you want the human element? I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's a very good example when I think about it, because they have tests and betas and alphas, but they still, things slip through. There's no doubt. And AI-generated content could really revolutionize fields like education and healthcare and urban planning, all these realistic simulations. For me, like when I was thinking about years ago when I first got my VR, I thought, how cool would it be? The first two things I thought of, like, how cool would it be to just like go to the Louvre Museum in Paris and just walk the halls like right now? Like, is that something I could do? And then I thought, whatever sporting event it is, like I'd love to go to White Hart Lane and watch Tottenham, but I can't fly over there for every game. But wouldn't it be great to just have a camera set up like you're in the stands, right? That's what I was thinking. So if you think about how AI could just automate a lot of this stuff, like in the Bay Area, we have this company that has driverless rideshare cars called Waymo. And it's way more complicated than you think. But they're talking about having pilotless planes like drones. Would you get on a plane with no pilot? That's going to take a few generations. It'll have to seem completely normal, and it won't for not this century, I don't think. But, you know, the challenges include memory constraints, right? Because there's only so much they can handle. And you have errors in AI models because the AI has to be programmed by a person. Or does it? How does the AI correct another artificial intelligence source? And so this is why you have to keep having this research that keeps going and going. And so you just think about the promise for AI-generated content is innovative. But a lot of people who will be saying, or naysayers, are saying, no, you need the human touch. You know, being a sports guy, it kind of goes back to, you know, the baseball metrics. There's no, think about what Sabre does with Bill James. There's no other sport that has more statistical analysis than baseball does. And not just WAR, these new fans, but UZR, ultimate zone rating, and BAPIP. And now we have we can look at the rotation of breaking balls and all, you know, now we want to know launch angle. We want to know velocity off the bat. Oh, the pitch was at 96 and it was hit back at 105. Oh my gosh. Like it doesn't really matter, right? I mean, that's not something that's important, or is it? Is it important to you? So when you think about, like when I played No Man's Sky and I was going to a new planet, that was procedurally generated from noise. And that is, if you look like at a waveform and the static, that's how they used to generate mountains and landscapes. It was done with noise. That's what the guy from the Hello Game said anyway at the Game Developers Conference. Point is, if I'm trying to make one, is you just think about how long it takes to make video games. I mean, you look at Activision with Infinity Ward and Call of Duty, and they get help from Sledgehammer Games, Raven Software, a lot of these other places. But it's basically Infinity Ward, you take 2 years to make a Call of Duty. Treyarch, you take 2 years, and we'll just go odd and even. So that means every fall for Black Friday, we will have a new Call of Duty. Well, what if you can make a new Call of Duty in 5 days, 5 hours, 5 minutes? Could you? I don't know. It's like electric cars, right? When are they going to find when are they going to make an electric car that has a 1,000-mile range and you can fully charge it up in the time it takes to fill up a tank of gas? You know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because it's coming, right? So I know everybody's scared of AI, but as it stands right now, AI with over at Google Research just made Doom. It made the game without a person getting involved in any way, shape, or form. Here's your game. Now, that is a game from the 80s. It's not the newest, latest, greatest thing, but it's still a game that it made all by itself. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come back from a break, and we'll do new releases. I'll give away a game. And your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on VGR.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll have an interview in the next segment with someone in the industry. It's time to give away a brand new game, and the way you win it is by answering a very simple question I'm about to ask and be the second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. In the history of giving away games, I haven't had too many wrong answers. I've had a few. It's not a trick question. I don't even know what I'm going to ask yet, but it's going to be easy. rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called Chess Brain Dark Troops. This is for the PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch, and personal computer. It's on everything. It's called Chess Brain Dark Troops. Here's the blurb. Quote, this game develops the ability to predict movement in chess using a playful and immersive concept, the dark troops march in a single sound. They are more organized and smarter. I don't know what that means, but a guy named Caio Flavio made this game. So he developed it and he published it, and it's on all those systems. So my question is this a game about chess, or is this a game about brain surgery? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, chess or brain surgery. And if you're correct, oh, by the way, I have it here for the PS4. If you're correct, you win Chess Brain Dark Troops from Caio Flavio. And I like it that I have a PS4 game, because there are a lot of people who that's still their newest system, right? We'll get to the new releases here in a second. But I was thinking about the Elder Scrolls 6 and basically Skyrim 2. This was announced, speaking of 6 years ago. That's when it had its official trailer that Bethesda debuted, or as the kids would say, dropped Butterfingers. And we have not had any updates or details really since regarding the direction Elder Scrolls 6 is going to go, the plot, the release window. And the more we wait, I mean, Bethesda now prepares to focus on the first major DLC for its newest IP, which is Starfield's Shattered Space. So the Elder Scrolls fans, like myself, we've been left to just speculate and wonder when we might learn more about it. Because actually what they have said is we'll get to it. So, an assumption, now you, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me, but assumption is that it's going to be set in Hammerfell, because there were a couple hints for that. Not confirmed or denied, but there was some circumstantial evidence to point that Hammerfell does look like the setting for TE6. And you might remember that circumstantial evidence is, you go to bed, there's no snow on the ground, you wake up, there is snow, you didn't see it snow. But you can say it's snowed from circumstantial evidence. So take it for what it's worth. So the Elder Scrolls Online did have a full season chapter set in Elsweyr. That was back in 2019. But that took place earlier in Tamriel's timeline than the other Elder Scrolls games that are connected to him right now. So some of the fans root for this 6th installment to take place in a region that stands out from the rest of Tamriel. And so the region elsewhere was a part of the Elder Scrolls world since the beginning. And a lot of the details, I think, paint a picture of a deep well of potential. And that's because of the Khajiit. You'd make a great rug, cat. Remember that line? I played as a Khajiit. That's the cat, Nate, the cat race, I guess you would say. But that's where they're from. They're from elsewhere. So I think that would be pretty cool. But just wanted to say to the people over Bethesda, you might want to get on it a little bit harder. If you could, that would be really nice. Because when I look back at Skyrim, that has been out for a long, long time now, and it's a little bit too long. So 5 major titles in 30 years, and it's surely time for this franchise to pay off. And maybe to get Starfield on the Sony systems, too. I think that would be really nice as well. But the reason we want it so badly is because it is such a great game. And let's just hope they don't do what they did with Fallout, same company, Bethesda. As they made Fallout 76 online. Got to play against other people. And the answer is no, or it should be optional. Because you can't play that game unless you had a Wi-Fi connection or an Ethernet, whatever. And that was dumb. Just saying it right now, that was dumb. All right. As I mentioned, we're going to be doing the interview coming up next. So I need to get to the new games that are this week. And let's see, Sumerian 6. That is on the PC. 3 Extinction. That is on the One and the X and S. Bakaru. This is on the PC and the Switch. GT Manager, and that's with race cars. That's September 3rd on Mac and PC. Harry Potter Quidditch Champions, that's on all the big systems. Machinica Atlas, PC, Mac, and your phones. So Android and Apple iPhones. Parcel Core. This is PS5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. And you are a delivery guy. Parcel Core. Numata. Numata is PS5, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC. Prison Architect 2, PS5, PC, X, and S. And this is kind of cartoony. Spectre Divide on the PC. Star Trucker, X and S, and PC. The Casting of Frank Stone. This is PS5, X and S, and PC. And very interesting cover art. It looks like a guy with a smashed night mask. And I just wanted to read the blurb on The Casting of Frank Stone. In this captivating nightmare, things are never as they seem. The shadow of Frank Stone looms over Cedar Hills, a town forever altered by his violent past. As a group of young friends are about to discover, Stone's blood-soaked legacy cuts deep, leaving scars across families, generations, and the very fabric of reality itself. Ooh. Sounds kind of scary, actually. The Casting of Frank Stone. The part of Frank Stone will be played by it. No. Star Trucker, I got that. Age of Mythology, Retold, X and S, and PC. Mining Mechs, that's on all the systems except the PC. And then the big release this week, 2K25 NBA. And that'll be on everything but the Switch. And it's got Jason Tatum on the front of the world champion Boston Celtics. And, of course, just in time for no NBA season. But, yeah, whatever. We'll take it. Boyhood's End on the PC. Demon's Mirror on the PC. Flashback 2. This is a scroller. I should say a platformer. Switch, Xbox One, and PS4. Gimmick 2. This is, he kind of looks like Kirby. That's PC and Switch. Couple more here. Paper Ghost Stories, Third Eye Open, Switch, PC, PS5, Xbox One. Shogun Showdown, it's on everything but the PC. Starwave, PC. Test Drive, Solar Crown, car game, X and S, 5 and PC. Space Marine Warhammer, Space Marine 2, Warhammer 40,000. And if you're a fan, you know what that's all about. PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. And what the car, instead of like what the whatever, what the car, PC and Mac. Ace Attorney Investigations Collection. This is on the Xbox One, PS4, Switch, and PC. Astrobot is available on the PS5. I thought it came with Astrobot. El Paso Elsewhere on the PS5. Paper Dash Las Vegas, PC and PS4. Perennial Order on the PC, the Xbox 5, and the, sorry, PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. I cannot remember a day when there was that many new releases. That was a lot. Sometimes I end up doing like 6 or 8. That was a lot. All right. When we come back, an interview right here on the Video Game Review.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
T-Mobile, with help from Rob Gronk Gronkowski, is celebrating high school football by rolling out Friday Night 5G Lights, providing a platform for small towns across America to showcase their community spirit and compete for a $2 million football field makeover. In addition to the $2 million grand prize, T-Mobile will award $25,000 to 16 finalists, as well as give $5,000 to 300 high schools during the competition's entry period from now to September 20th to support high school football programs nationwide. John Fryer, president, T-Mobile Consumer Group.
I'm so excited to team up with Gronk for T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights. Friday nights are when we come together to cheer our team, show our hometown pride, and connect.
In over 3 years, T-Mobile has invested millions into small towns and billions into lighting up 5G across America, adding nearly 500,000 square miles of new 5G coverage and hundreds of new stores. Learn more about Friday Night 5G Lights and how to apply at www.fridaynight5glights.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to be joined by Arlie Ron, CEO of Grey Dog Software, and we're here to talk about Total Extreme Wrestling 9, celebrating 20 years of the TEW series, and we do have a code we are going to be giving the game away. Arlie, welcome to the show, and first of all, 20 years, congratulations. What were some of the speed bumps along the way?
Well, thanks for having me first, but the big thing was the developer for the game, who's done a fantastic job all 20 years, is based in the UK, and I'm based in Phoenix, Arizona, so we've always had to kind of figure out a way to work well together while not really being in each other's presence. So that was a challenge to begin with, but we've got a pretty good system going right now.
Well, hearing about, you know, you have to keep raising the bar, which is, you know, it's a challenge, but I'm sure that's what you guys live for. And when you add, like, you know, 250 brand new features, how do you, like, make sure you're like, look, we keep improving, it keeps getting better?
Yeah, I think a big thing for us is our community. We have a very kind of expansive group of fans that have been with us for 10, 15, even 20 years. And so every release we do, and we do one about every 3 to 4 years, so we're not an every year turner. So we kind of give people a lot of value for each game. We always ask them, like, hey, what do you guys think? Like, after about a year, what do you guys think? What did we get wrong? What could we do better? And so we take all that feedback, we have a suggestions for them, and then we kind of base our next version on maybe the top 8 or 10 features that people really wanted. And then, you know, the key to our games is we want that kind of got to play that next turn feel to it. And I think that's really what makes us a little bit different.
And then this will be available through FastSpring, is that right?
Yeah, so it's all, we have a web store. You can go to greydogsoftware.com. G-R-E-Y-D-O-G software.com, and you can go to our web store. You can see information on the game. We do a free demo for every game that we have so people can download, try it, see if they like it. So that's kind of the best way to find out about it.
Well, some of the features you come through, you got the wrestlers and the other characters. They're modeled in precise detail as well. How do you go about the, you know, getting into that lobby and then forming your character like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is one of the things that Adam set up a while back is this kind of fictional universe called the Cornellverse. And that's kind of given us a set of, you know, kind of unlicensed, basically fictional characters that people can use. And then we have a full modding community. So if you want to do, you know, the old WCW days or WWE days, you can go download one of those mods and make that kind of your universe. But our goal with the Cornellverse is to make this kind of detailed fantasy world with all of the history of these guys that maybe you played with in, you know, the second or third version. Now you come back in the fifth version and you see these guys getting older and progressing. And so it kind of makes its own, you know, world that kind of everybody gets excited to play, even if you're not going to do one of the older kind of quote-unquote real universes. You can play with our fictional one, and there's a lot of history and excitement that people have kind of enjoyed over the last few years with that.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, the Hall of Immortals. I like that. Tell us about how the new booking team feature adds a new dimension to this game.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that we like to do is really the goal of the game is to try to create these shows to be the highest rated and the most popular to kind of build your brand. You know, we're not button mashing game. We're a game of, it's almost like chess for wrestling. We're trying to have you be the head promoter, you know, the Vince McMahon, the old school guy who's setting up each show and kind of progressing each character. So a key to that is you've got to have kind of storylines, and you've also got to have angles and different matches that kind of build everything together. So if you want to have let's say you have a younger guy who you want to kind of build through the system, you maybe have him fight some of the lower-end guys and win, maybe get a title fight, lose due to, like, the other guy cheating or some kind of disputed championship, and then that kind of builds his story. So the booking and angle system that we've added to this makes that a lot easier to do. You can create your creative ideas, you can go book a show, you can add angles to where the, you know, maybe one of your more popular workers is on the mic kind of touting himself or talking smack to an opponent, and all that kind of builds your what we call segment rating and show rating to get as high as possible, and that will build your popularity, increase the money you get from sponsorship. So it's almost like you're building a foundation for your company.
Yeah, I like in this Cornellverse too, just looking at one of the angles, Bash Street, Captain USA, Julius Moore, and Charlie Valhalla. It says the show kicked off with tonight's host, Captain USA, coming out and welcoming the crowd. His speech was interrupted when Bash Street and Shella Valhalla, the duo known as Bad Intentions, came down to the ring. Calling Cap an irrelevant old man, they proceeded to put the boots to him in vicious fashion. Fortunately, the cavalry soon arrived. Julius Moore sprinted down to the ring and single-handedly set the villains packing. The segment ended with Moore and Cap waving a giant American flag as fireworks lit up the ring. This is all coming from, as you were saying, from the developers, huh?
Yeah, and you can tailor, like, some of the wording if you want to add some more flair to it. There's kind of an auto booking and auto angle to where it'll give you a suggested one. But a lot of the fun is kind of coming up with storylines and adding your own, you know, twist to kind of what the game has suggested. And that's where you really get your high-rated segments.
A couple more questions for Arlie Ron, Total Extreme Wrestling. How about the inner circle, the inner lieutenants? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so basically when you have a company and you've kind of built it a little bit, you'll have, like, your set of locker room leaders. You'll have your set of, like, enforcers who make sure people are following the show and listening to other kind of the guidance that's been given by the bookers. You know, you have other, you know, one of the big parts of setting up your own company is you want a road agent, because he's going to be the guy that's in charge of making sure the show goes. So if you have a big tag team match, you want to make sure you have a road agent with high psychology and experience to where he can kind of put the guys in the right spot going in, make sure they know their moves and make sure everything's set up. So, you know, you have trainers when you get bigger. So all of these become your kind of inner circle, and they're kind of like the backbone. If you're thinking of it like a football team or something, these are like your GM and your scouts and your coaching staff that kind of help these guys put on the best show possible. So you really need to make sure you have workers who can fill each of these roles.
And then you were talking about feedback, a little more of this, a little less of that from your fans. They've been waiting for a real-world calendar system, which you now have. How does that change things up?
Well, it's just nice, right? Like, you can pull up the entire schedule for your company and see when your events are occurring. If you have, like, a weekly TV show, a monthly, pay-per-view, you can see all that mapped out. And then what that helps you do is you can say, all right, so let's say I want to make, you know, Fighter X be the champion by mid-season. Well, now I can see how many events I have to make that happen. So I can say, all right, well, the first event, we're going to have him beat a lower guy. The second event, we're going to have him go up against a bigger guy and lose. The third event, fourth event, he's going to do some angles and increase his popularity, and we're building towards that sixth event where maybe he takes the title from the current champion. And before, you kind of could see it all in like three or four different screens, but now having this one view, a lot of people, what they do is they take that view and then they make like a little Excel sheet with their main guys, and they just list each event and say, all right, here's where I want him to win this, lose this, and then they can kind of map it out as you're almost planning the whole year for your company. So it does. Now you can do that almost within the game, whereas before you had to do a lot of work outside of the game to make that happen.
And I guess you can use the in-game website kind of help you keep track of everything, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of neat because it'll give you, you know, stories. Like, a lot of times people, especially when you start out with like a lower company, there's a couple really perfect fits for your company that are hired or working for somebody else. So you can shortlist them, and if they get released of their contract or they leave or they get in a fight with their management and they want to go to a different one, you'll get a headline saying, hey, such and such left, RCW, and now they're coming, now they're available, so you can go get them. And so it's kind of a neat way to kind of see the world outside of just your own company.
And finally, you know, you talk about these companies, and they're all over the world. They all have their own different names, and I guess you have the ability to grow them, get them more exposure, TV, press, all that, right?
Yeah, the kind of the goal of the game, and there's a bunch of different ways to play it, is to take the starting condition of your wrestling company and grow it, make it bigger, better than everybody else eventually. A lot of people do very kind of restrictive challenges where they set everything to zero, and they create this small regional office with no popularity and no workers, and have to try and build it to a global wrestling kind of consortium. And that's a challenge. I mean, some people are really good at it. It's kind of a slow burn. It takes you a few years to build. Other people just like to grab WCW from 1988, and let's see if we can beat WWF/WWE. With me running it. Other people like to download mods from the mid-90s WWE and see how big you can make, you know, that kind of Vince McMahon-led group. So there's a million ways to play it. For me, I do like the challenge of taking kind of a smaller regional office and building it into at least a national, if not global, force.
Total Extreme Wrestling 9 from our guest, Arlie Ron, CEO of Grey Dog Software. You can download a free demo or just get the whole deal at Fast Spring right now. Arlie, congratulations, and thanks for coming by and talking about it.
I appreciate the time, guys, and thanks. Hope everybody checks it out.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and it is time for the cheat code. This is actually some advice. This is from Tommy. Tommy just says, Rick, how do I get to the warp zone in Battletoads? Well, we're going back to the NES. It's the speeder bike stage, and that's one of the toughest things you're going to even find on the NES. But you need to get through all those rapid-fire panels. There's 10 of them. And you got to be really quick. You go up and down 9 times. But if you notice after the 9th one, you are going to see a big rock. And what you have to do before you get to that 10th is just to go as fast as you can into that rock. It'll be a glowing warp zone. And then you can go ahead a couple of levels at that point. Thank you for the email, Tommy. Keep them coming to rick@sportsbyline.com. And there's another edition of this show. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week at the same time. Have a great week.